All right. What's up, everybody? We have podcast number 24. I think it's number 24. Anyway, we've been away for a while. We're on the road. We've gone through a season. Spoiler alert, we're not in China anymore. And guess what? I'll fill everyone in about the latest happenings. But again, spoiler alert, we're in Europe. Anyway, the show today, we're going to be talking about wanting success more than you fear anything else. It should be a good show. So stick around and, hey, let's get it in.
You're listening to the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
All right. Hey, so what's up, everybody? We're in Europe. Yeah, that's right. Last time that we connected, I was in China working for Major League Baseball in the development centers there, you know, trying to help young Chinese kids get to the big time to sign professionally, working with hitters on their mindset, their approach, and, you know, all that developmental jazz, right? But as you know, my wife and I, my family, we recently had a baby boy. Welcome a baby boy into the family. He's 9 months old now. His name's Joshua. If you remember, 9 months ago, in Shanghai, things were going crazy, right? The whole country was in lockdown. They have the no COVID policy. And essentially, we just felt like, hey, this is probably not a good start for him to be in lockdown his first few months. And we decided to, hey, you know, we're just going to pull the plug and, you know, we're going to get out of here in China. We're going to get out of China, which was really sad. We didn't want to go because, you know, we've been there 5 years, made a lot of friends and, you know, loved the players that we were working with, loved the staff that we had an opportunity to work with. But unfortunately, our priority was his health. And, you know, we were supposed to go to Florida. That kind of fell through. It might happen. But, you know, we're not going to get into it too much. I'm not going to tell you all the specifics. But, you know, that's on hold. And so we decided, hey, you know what, let's go introduce the kid to his grandparents in Europe. And then later on, we'll introduce him to his grandparents and family members in the U.S. And we're scheduled to go to the U.S. Next month after I get back from South Africa. And I think I'm in South Africa, I think tomorrow or day after tomorrow. But anyway, it's been a whirlwind. We settled here in Europe and I signed to manage a team in the Austrian Bundesliga. I took over a team that was 6-22, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we continue the show. But today we're talking about, actually wanting success more than you fear anything else, right? But it's still all about hitters development. It's about, you know, mindset. It's about creating fitness programs. It's about helping people, helping young players, do their thing. And we're back on the grind with the Believe Network. And, you know, I decided we kind of restructure the show a little bit because now I don't have the constraints of working for Major League Baseball. So I can essentially say whatever the hell I want to say. A lot of people don't realize that when, you know, you work for Major League Baseball, everything's got to be approved. So I'm thinking we'll start the new era with what I call mental knocks, okay? And today, again, we're talking about wanting success more than you fear anything else. And that's very important when we talk about mental toughness, because in athletics, you know, there's got to be fears. And it's funny, people think that mental toughness is about never being afraid, never having butterflies, you know, never feeling the pressure. But hey, big time guys, major league guys, professional guys, guys who are Olympians or ladies who are Olympians who play on the high level, or, you know, guys I'm watching the World Baseball Classic, a lot of guys that I know, managers, coaches, you know, we're all afraid of certain things, you know? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if you play this game at the high stakes table, you're going to have fears. So being mentally tough isn't about dismissing your fears. Being mentally tough is about acknowledging and then prioritizing our desires. You know, our accomplishments, our performance, our goals go ahead of, you know, our fears. And if I were going to make a list, you know, of the things that I'm afraid of, and then I make a list of the things I want to accomplish, okay, and then I, you know, I would circle more things that are more important to me, okay, because all those fears are worth the risk, because I'm circling success, you know, and that's all we want, you know, in the batter's box or off the mound. And, you know, you can't dismiss the fears. You know, I ask guys in the dugout all the time, dude, are you scared? And, you know, they try to dismiss it. You know, it's okay to be worried. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be angry. You know, I'm not ever going to be saying, hey, don't worry about it. Everything's going to work out. Okay, because it'll never work out like that. You can't dismiss your fears. You know, you have to worry about it. It's kind of like holding down, you know, a beach ball, right? You might be successful for a couple of minutes, right? A couple of seconds, but essentially that beach ball is going to win every single time. It's going to bounce right out of the water, and it's probably going to hit you in the face on the way out, okay? And that's what ruins your performance, right? That's what fear is, okay? You can't dismiss fear, because guess what? There it is, right? It's always going to be there at the high stakes table. We have to learn to work through it, okay? And we know things are hard. We all know that. But what separates those who succeed from those who don't is that little bit of mental toughness, that ability to kind of push through when things get tough, to keep going even though you feel like you can't. And it's not something, you know, that everyone's born with. It's something you have to work for. Kind of like your, you know, the calluses in your hands in the spring, right? Mental toughness is something that you have to train for. You have to work day in and day out, even when you don't feel like it, because things are always going to be hard. That's just life. But if you have that right sort of mindset and you know, you work at being mentally tough, then, you know, you can start achieving. You can put in the work and you start callusing your mind, right? Because anyone who's ever achieved success, they're going to tell you that, hey, it wasn't easy, right? And they can tell you that it always starts, you know, with the right sort of mindset. If you want success more than you fear anything else, when you have this, you start building that mental toughness to do whatever it takes, regardless of the obstacles that are in your way, you set yourself up for that success. It's not luck. It's not talent. It's about putting in the work. And building good habits. You know, if you want to be successful, you have to be willing to do those things that others aren't. And you have to be willing to go above and beyond. You have to be willing to face sometimes your fears head on and come out victorious. And when you do that, you got a good shot at success, right? You know, I say this all the time. You don't rise to the occasion. You sink to your training and your habits, you know. You got to train it. You got to get it in. Okay. Now, I took over a team this year that was 6-22. And, you know, there was a lot of losing ways, right? And, you know, I mean, we ended up getting to the quarterfinals this year. But I'm going to be honest, there's a couple of players, you know, that were comfortable, you know, not facing their fears, right? And, you know, again, it's never going to work in the sport. Sometimes you just simply got to face your fears and you got to work through it, right? So those guys who weren't able to face their fears, You know, the fears consume them, right? You got to be putting in the work. You got to want success more than you fear anything else, right? That's what it is. That's what this game is, right? So, yeah, listen, if you need help, I've got a program for you. Just go over to the website, headfirstbaseballtraining.com, or at Instagram, headfirstbaseballtraining, yeah? And we'll get it in. We'll put in the work, all right? Anyway, it's good to be back. I'm happy to see you guys. I'm looking forward to a real cool winter. Yeah, let's get it in.